Thank you. ahead of time, but specific persons to see him. The Speaker and House of Representatives of Orissa Assembly, I brought the Governor of Orissa, I brought so many businessmen, industrialists, they came to see Mr. Prabhupada, all were remarking. He has so many palaces to live in all over the world, but he is living simply in Ramada. He is a real God. They were very impressed with his detachment from material nature. That verse, Acharyam Vidyanayam Sarvam Chidatanichit, the Mark of Buddha's community, Sarva Deva Maya Guru, some total of all the demigods. One night in Mayapur, there had been a long drought, many months. No rain was coming. All the farmers were crying. So standing on the roof in Mayapur, talking with Gurudas, my dear godbrother, he told him, the farmers, they are all praying for rain. They are crying, no rain has come. So let them have rain. And he told the Prabhupada one like this with his arm. And when his hand came down, a bolt of lightning struck the clouds, thunder rolled across the sky, and rain came for 3 days. So Parvati Ramaya has great power. My Guru Maharaj, he was very kind to me. So many times he showed his affection to me. When I was a young boy, 20 or 21, I asked some question of him about how to become sincere. So 2 or 3 times in the future, when he introduced me to some life under him here in Africa, then he told me, this is my disciple Bhagavata. He is very sincere. Like that, he was very kind to me. When I first joined the mutt in 1970, I was 19, then I had some dream. I had never been to India, I was living in America only. That Bhaktivinoda Kaur has given me mala and told me to chant Harina. So I thought, why? I'm very, very strange. I've never seen before. Just recently I saw the sutra, I have no idea. But I remembered the dream and the rooms and everything. Then a few weeks later they showed me a picture of a man with a mustache. I said, I know that man. What's that man? That was a room when he was a young man. He had a mustache. Memory was there, but I could not understand. Then later when I went to India, then I saw this place in those room where Thakur Bhaktivinoda did study nouns for his bhajan. Then I went in that room, and that room was the room that I saw in that dream. So I started thinking, maybe I knew before he could follow up something like that. So when I went to Vrindavan and I saw I was sitting with Srila Prabhupada and some other god brothers are there, he was talking so many things. Then he turned and he looked at me and he said, you and I have associated before. We are associating now and again. So he is my Sadhguru. He is my Sadhguru. I know you said he was explaining that to me. One time when I cut my foot very badly, I was bleeding, I had put some bandage. There was a big Guru Puja, so many devotees were there, 100 devotees. But he called me to the Vyasasana. Are you well? What has happened? Why your foot is like this? Then I told some accident that I had gone to the doctor. He said, okay, but if anything, if you need anything, any help, you come to me personally, and I will personally arrange whatever you need. I will take care of you. So like that, he had so much affection for me. He was always trying to take care of me. Then, sometimes when I would come to see him, he would say, oh, we were just talking about you. We were just thinking about you. You lived a long life. Then he was talking about me. Then he would say my name, Bhagavad Maharaj. That time I was 26. So I thought, oh, he's calling me now Maharaj, then maybe he will ask me to take sannyas. So I used to think, should I take sannyas or not take sannyas? Should I get married or not get married? I don't know, so I'm very dumb. sure. Don't think, because so many of my customers have taken sannyasa and fallen. He said, better you should be sure. He said, you can take sannyasa later, you can take sannyasa when you're 50 if you like. But just be sure and be fearless and know that Krishna is always your protector and provider. So that time, after a few years of associating with Srila Gauravinoda Maharaj, I got into some political problems with my godbrothers and I left the shop. I became married and I was departing from the devotional activity. But I remembered someone. I remembered Srila Gurudev. And from time to time he was coming to India in America. I would go to see him, I would talk with him for some time, and then I would go back to my material affairs, ignoring what he was trying to tell me. But I remembered that at the time of my Srila Prabhupada's departure, how one day he came to see Srila Prabhupada. And taking me by the arm, he escorted me to the side of the bed, and he said, you see, look how your Swami Maharaj is here today. See how he has put his hands like this in a mudra above his head. See how he has arched his neck backward like this. See how his feet are in a dancing pose. Now he is dancing with Radha and Krishna. Like that he instructed me. All those years ago in Vrindavan, 30 years ago. And a few hours later when my Guru Maharaj came out of Samadhi, he told, yes, I have been speaking with Krishna. So confirming what Srila Gurudev has said and believed. And that night when my Guru Maharaj was leaving this world, he was exhibiting so many ecstatic symptoms. He was roaring in the bed, roaring, tears flowing from his eyes, trembling, touching, so many standing tongues like this. He exhibited so many symptoms of ecstasy, and none could wake him from his deep ecstatic symptoms. We were all massaging him, chanting, kirtan, so many things, but he could not be shaken. I was right at his head, massaging his head, giving charanamrita into his mouth. Then Srila Gurudev came into the room. He came in the room, he came right behind me, and then he kneeled next to the bed, and he whispered one mantra into the ear of Srila Prabhupada, and upon whispering that mantra, he stopped all symptoms, all movement. He brought it back to external consciousness. Then, Srila Prabhupada raised his hand over the head of Srila Narayan Maharaj and gave his final blessing. With my knowledge, I was with my Gurudev until the departure of his life. Yet he did not perform any external conscious act after giving his blessing to Srila Gurudev. That was his last act. So I was remembering these things, and then I was reading in the book about my Srila Prabhupada's relationship with his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vrindavan Keshava Maharaj, and how he wrote one letter to Srila Chirikram that I made a vow I would never take sannyas. But my Guru Maharaj was coming in dreams. And he was telling me that you come out of the house, and you go. So then, after that, he told that the existence of Sri Padmarayana Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshava Maharaj, he was an ocean of mercy upon me. He gave me his mercy in the form of giving me sannyas. He said, my Guru Maharaj transferred this instruction and this mantra into his heart I received it from Srila Bhakti Pranyan Patient. So I could understand that the mercy and the power of Srila Saraswati Thakur was given to my Guru Maharaj through Srila Bhakti Pranyan Patient. So then I was thinking how I could get stayed in his association. He don't pull me out, actually. I was not willing to give up my household affairs. But he just told me, no, come now. And then I also had some dream that my Guru Maharaj was coming and telling me to go. So now I have come to be in his association, and by his mercy, I have again been able to begin my service to my Guru Maharaj. I want to thank everyone for your expressions of kindness and service to my Guru Maharaj, and I want to thank, most of all, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj for helping me to again engage fully in the service of Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami. Thank you.
Thank you. the process, our river leader, you had very official times. You thought, who will help? Who will help? Taking his hand and making a promise, you bound your very dear friend by your love and affection. She lay writing on her rod with his name. How could he refuse? How fortunate we became. By your persuasion, your very dear friend became our very dear friend too. He tirelessly told, giving his precious heart. What is the goal? What is the goal? Pray to save my group animal. Nothing less and nothing more. Robin Johnson. Oh, Shiva Palatine, how kind are the heartbeat blessings of your very dear friend. He broke open your treasure chest and showed us the jewels hiding deep in your heart. Now some stuff of gratitude is stirring our minds for you, Shiva Palatine, our ever well wisher. All glories, all glories to our Shiva Palatine, who is intimately and selflessly serving his own Shiva Palatine. All glories to our ever well wisher, A.C. Bhakti Kansas Swami, our Shiva Palatine, our Guru Maharaj, our beloved spiritual master, and our very dear most.
Okay. Manifesting matter for Krishna consciousness, matter for God, or matter for Maya, to matter for God, is a pretty good miracle. I think
in my pocket, and there's no refund. my heart felt sound of my commandment. It was my sister, and then I would go to bed. That city God was crying my flesh. It is only by his mercy that I'm here today. And whatever happens on such a day, only to let me back to the mercy. I'm also very, very happy to be here in the midst of so many devotees that both, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sundara Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, and Rama Maharaj, so many great personalities, are we here together to share one theme, a hope that one day we may understand what it means to be Deva, the Guru, to understand the heart of the dear Vaishnava. I wanted it to be very brief tonight because there are so many speakers and everybody has so wonderful things to say. But what has become very clear to me is that the only reason that I become a devotee is many will share also the same feeling is because Samsara Dhamma, Nathamina Lokam, Narayan Kamina, Kanakana Kam, Nathasik Kamina, Kumarana Lokam, it's not a little more than that. What that means? That just as a rainbow cloud extinguishes a blazing fire by showering its rain on the nation, we are good at it. By his rain of divine mercy delivers the people burning the fire on the field of suffering. In existence. And I offer prayers to us because that's Gurudev. Now Gurudev can take many different faces, but actually there is only one Guru. And that is the mercy in the heart of Srimad Gavarani. That I can learn from Gurudev. So Samarani was saying this morning, he was mentioning, and I repeatedly appear in that the privilege, the mountain. That Srila Prabhupada was a mountain, and we were able to see that upper part of the mountain, that external, and like very, very nail-tight, we try to learn how to behave like human beings, thrive. And by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, we slowly understand in the sentiment of the heart of the Guru, that compassion, that love, that we must share with each other. One thing was very clear to Srila Prabhupada, that he really wanted it to work out together, in cooperation, leading away from your false ego. Because when there is ego and there is separation in this individualism, then there is no possibility for nothing. Panjabis, they work all together, they cooperate. What Panjabis was saying, oh, I don't like the color of her hair, so I'm not going to be working with her. All Panjabis are working together, and this level that we can do, this any type of service that we can perform for Srila Gurudev, for Srila Prabhupada, is only by their mercy. It is only a simple possibility. Is giving us, we are mercifully being given an opportunity to try to do something with our lives, to do Deva, to manifest in that Deva the way that we relate with the planet, with others, with Guru, with Krishna. That is an age that is indicated how closer or how far are we from really understanding the heart of the pure devotee and the pure in Prabhupada and Srimata Radharani. So always, by understanding that it is not actually different, that we all want in one sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very clear in that. He was not only a divine manifestation of Mahava, but by which we are right now, we are completely safe from the moment that he appears, from the moment that he manifested that higher emotions so time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two things. He created all from this entangle of samsara, of death and not knowing who we really are, but also to give us the reform. He, in a sense, sometimes I can see that Lord Chaitanya is actually a social reformer. He completely vanished the caste system by admitting that one and everyone can chant the holy name. That's what it is. Everybody shall chant it, but the chanting, we all have a sweet kind of heart. So everybody will have a chance. It doesn't matter about sex or religion or if it's what culture it is. We all get a chance by the verse that Jesus name of the world in South of us, but keep it on. And that's the manifestation. So I pray to see a little bit that some sort of others I can participate and be part of that mission, just as a means, just as a part of the major plan. And I don't really care personally of what time or how they want it to play me. As long as my life, they can keep me in the game. And that's what I say. It's an opportunity and simply a hope. I hope that it doesn't matter how many effects I have and how dirty my heart can be, I have an opportunity. A hope is there. And by knowing that Guru will never let you go, that it's something simply to be alive, to keep going. But no matter what I see in myself and what I see about others, it is about being or good qualities. We may not 100% be perfect, none of us, only Gurudev. So let's try to see what the part of Gurudev is, how he goes, and how much compassion he has for each of us. Doesn't matter how much that of we can be, or I can be, I know myself, he comes there with his eyes, with his words, or with his silence, or whatever, just giving us hope that may one day we will have to have the pursuit of this mission, of this lower part of the mountain of Kilimanjaro and himself, because there is no difference. So, that's all I have today. I just hope that we can continue on serving together at deeper and deeper levels with a lot of compassion and love and tenderness and true care for each other under the always guidance of Sri Guru. One thing I wanted to mention, and it is that very beautiful plan that they have to do also with this continuation of the mission of Lord Chaitanya and how he's kind of taking over the world. Education, which destroys ignorance. Just recently, I'm going to make a goal of new property or a community of a wonderful, beautiful school in Vrindavan is being donated by Mr. Kela Yogananda Dham. So I just like to mention it to tell everyone that in due time, the sooner the better, with the cooperation of everyone, this school shall be running very nicely, and it will be an international school, so that children all over the world will be able to take education here. I would advise that you let it know that to take an athlete, figure by now, put it in himself about what is best for your spiritual life if you have some thoughts about it. But it's a great opportunity for many devotees that they want the children who have them in my love education to come to our organization, bring them in love, and their children can be educated here. So we will see a follow-up in the next week on it in yourmastery.com. And that's what I have to say. Thank you very much. Thank you.
fact, there was one who already knew him, and he was probably for about a year. And he decided that he wanted to take his wife. So he went to Shiva Paul and said, Godwin, I want to kill myself. Can you give me $5? Can you give me some money for that thing? And Prabhupada called over the treasurer and said, Siddhi's want to get it, can you tell him so? Do we have the money? And Kevin said, no problem. But my feelings were not much different. On the first occasion, I had first seen Prabhupada as a college student. But shortly after that, a few years later, I was in the temple. When Prabhupada first arrived, we greeted him at the airport. And when we arrived back at the temple, there were about 8 or 10 of us there, and Srila Prabhupada sat over the airport and cheered on us. And for some reason, I don't know why, Prabhupada looked at me and went, "Where's the And immediately, waves of panic started to overcome. I was going up to everybody in my room, shaking and laughing. And I didn't have the time to find the door. I was curious about it. That's the perfect chance for the effort to have to overcome. So this is the beginning of my exchange with the Shiva Prabhupada. And one of the reasons that he kept me at a great distance in my business. Because if I had been close, I probably would have ruined my spiritual life. A few days later, there was initiation. And I was there, trying to follow up. The lady before me, Father, asked a traditional question on the four principles. And the lady couldn't answer this by believing. And Father Prabhupada handed her the beads. But now I'm writing, and so Prabhupada asked me one of the four principles, I got that down, and I sent me 16 rounds, and then I reached out. He covered the black. And I said, oh, this is the book, and Prabhupada's got to be read now, and finished, and changed his mind. And then he must have already wrote my hand, right hand. Oh, okay. And I reached out. I had just learned recently that you use your left hand to protect yourself. That's a passing stool, and I just become a new being. And I reached out my spiritual attitude to see it in And the last moment I'll share is just an indication of what Father was dealing with. This is in 1975. I was allowed to watch a theater guard from Father's Coven at night for a late shift, 11 o'clock. Virtualized, so you know, and then you go through the phone, you know, and then you So, about late at night, Father came out, and he went to the restaurant. So I thought, this is my chance. And I ran down the hall, and I went out to the restroom with my stick. This was my And Shiva Prabhupada walked out, and he looked at me like this, and when he said, "What is this? You are coming?" And I don't know who he was talking to, but he only managed to. He looked up, he laughed, and he looked at me with a lot of compassion. And he said, "Why is he coming?" So, now you can understand why I wasn't able to penetrate very much to leave the mountain. A short time after that, Srila Prabhupada left. And he ended his dealing here, and I was left on that man, not knowing very much philosophy, not knowing too much, just having some deep impressions in my mind that Srila Prabhupada left. So somehow I was praying. And then, after about 20 years of struggling, trying to come to terms, I developed a certain prayer. And I was saying it every day, and after almost 8 months, please help me properly appreciate and serve my Shiva Prabhupada. Just like a mantra, please help me to properly appreciate and serve my Shiva Prabhupada. And then, in 1996 by constantly somehow arranging the children to our little mountain retreat in downtown California. And he said then that the reason he had come is that he had heard us coming then. So I told him what it was like in his mind. But he came, and then he helped us to properly understand more who our spiritual master is. And Rupanuga doesn't mean just the right one. Gaurava Nityananda is not just something we fire, but it has deep, deep, deep influence. We were at a greeting with giving classes on Upadesha Vita, and he was speaking during the class, and just see what Swamiji is saying here. Just see. And after the class, I went up to him and I said, oh, thank you very much for coming and inspiring us. And he said, in a very general way, he said, oh, it is all the great deal of Swamiji. And then he closed the eyes, and we made him deep for him. He said, I realized his glory. So the glories of the pure devotee are ever increasing, and the capacity to appreciate them even from an immature devotee is ever increasing. And somehow or other, by the mercy of Shiva Krishna, some understanding is coming about what is our real goal, what is it that Prabhupada has really came to give us, not just to get out some books, not just building temples. Today, all over the world, people are glorified in Shiva Prabhupada. There's the absolute, there's a festival everywhere, even all over the world. But just think how fortunate we are. Here we are, Govardhan, at the lotus feet of someone who actually knows Srila Prabhupada even today. Third cancer, Srila Govardhan, and the thing is that only a better pure devotee can properly understand the Lord's side of pure devotee. So something is coming to us, life is calling us already. I know most of my godbrothers in this time, they serve so much more to do than me. To this day, I don't know why I'm here. But it's countless mercy. And as we go on, more and more will be revealed to us. What I'm understanding in my own life as a personal sugar is the necessity of becoming one-pointed. Shakti Guriyin, Amiyatiyin. Where is the Pashto? And that means that there's no standing in that middle ground. It's either Maya or moving towards Krishna. And after that, Shakti Guri, Amiyati King, Guri says, what is the meaning of Atma Sattva? He says, it means make me yours. On my own, I can't stand. I can't remember. I can't do anything. So all I can do today is try to find something in my heart and offer a prayer to the Lord to see the friendship of the Lord. Gregory told me, your Srila Prabhupada sent you to me. And on his behalf, I will make your heart praise and pure. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada, you send me into the Lord to see the Krishna. Please, somehow or other, remove all these opposing tendencies in my heart and make me fix up Srila Gurudev in my heart and talk to faith, trust, and love. And let me be his statue to serve the Lord with his sufferings and all pain. And by this, everything else I know will come, and I'll be able to understand one day that just one part of the world is true.
I love you. Such a glorious person. Who will ever notice or I know it?
and she wants to write it down. She will notice even the tiniest little bit of service that you will do for Krishna. And he says, even to the tiniest sequence, and she will say to her Krishna, "Hey, Krishna, look at this nice devotee. Look at this service that they are doing for you." Srila Prabhupada, my Srila Gurudev, knows everything. And it's very hard to explain exactly what was happening at the time when Srila Prabhupada came. We were getting, we needed to be completely trained. If we came to Prabhupada crying, we had a way of dealing with this. They lived all. He said, first, eat hot milk and steam, and then I will deal with it. That was the problem of everything. But we think we were given no intelligence. We had no books in the beginning. We just had a cushion book. I didn't even know that one year totally about what came from here. I didn't know that who he was. I only just found out. But I mean, the deep understanding is horrible. But Bhakti Sanya, it was Prabhupada in Chicago, and we, and this is the most incredible thing, we would go around and we would chant on the street. You know, in England, we have in every major city, every day of the week, we had Haina chanting Hare Krishna. We had in London, in Dorita, in Manchester, in Glasgow, in Edinburgh, every day of the week. It's very difficult with not much knowledge of exactly what we were doing, except it's a great job to show us our and I. It was just a place of the and we would go out every day on Harina, chanting, and the last, going quickly from there to now, the last few years has been absolutely heartbreaking. Nowhere now, not in London, not in Berlin, not in Glasgow, not in Edinburgh. Do we go out chanting every single day of the week? No. Gurudev is going to fix that because we need to go to the temple. And we go to heaven. No, we go to heaven. That is going to happen again. And under this silence now, a group of Swami, our chanting will be so much more perfect. Well, we were in London just recently. We had a wonderful carry-on with an Indian family. And there were people off the street coming to us saying, "Where have you been for the last 20 odd years?" No, because there is no courtesy. When they talk a while, they may be chanting for like a little bit. But we go out because our congregation is so spread out all over the country. But when we come together, they hear us. So we're going to change that. And continue what is Prabhupada's rules. I mean, when we were chanting every day of the week in England, our devotees were being arrested and put into the jail. And we would have to go at night to get them out. And one time, and I was the one in very late, who used to go to the court to try and get them out. And this one time, I think, it's just really needy, well, let me tell you, the judge got sick on the Friday. I mean, we couldn't get them out of the jail. So, Yashashvini was one of the ladies that got sent to prison for the weekend. And when Srila Prabhupada heard about this, he said, he narrated the story of Sam Pandamoni and Krishna and Balaram, and how at night they were left under the tree. tree looking for fuel when he sends them out. And this cyclone thunderstorm came. And he said they suffered so much. They were new disciples. He said, and now my disciples, they are suffering. And Shukapa is so pleased. And now in England, Shura Mai Maharaj, he has promised that we people go to the temple and our congregation can come together and meet, chanting and all the comfort that we know, the prudency that we will have. So even when we have one kita in London,
whether we call ourselves Indian American, Christian, Hindu,
was mainly telling us that the world we belong to is a world without kunta, without anything like padam, padam, vi padam. This world is exactly the opposite. At every step, padam, padam, there's the padam, there's obstacles, there's calamity. And we have to be free from this false conception. How do we do this? Yes, but about what? Wow. Those texts, the temple birth of the Lord Jesus of Murari, with Yasha, very famous, and Punya, very auspicious, those texts, he sent them on the seat as a boat, Wow. And then Baba Abu, the ocean of material existence, becomes like Vata Vata. The water content is a footprint of our cat. This is a metaphor to indicate that actually we don't need a boat to cross the ocean in protection of our lotus feet of the Lord. We can just cross over because the water content in the cat's footprint is very, very small and we can just step it over. So how can one take full shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord? Perhaps for them. World also has many meanings, this compound has many meanings, one of which is taking shelter to the feet of the Maha. And this is what we have tried to do with Ashwa Prabhupada, with Ashwa Guru. By taking shelter of the feet, this doesn't mean just grabbing the feet and carrying them on your head, but following their instructions. Shala Prabhupada is always telling us, there's Bani and there's Bapu. Bani is my instruction and Bapu is the physical presence. He was often saying to his disciple who wanted to be with him and enjoy being in his company, don't be attached only to my physical form. Be attached to my instructions. What will you do when I will leave this world? If you only attach to my physical body, then this attachment is very shallow. You have to be attached to my instruction. So most of us, we have served the Prabhupada in a separation mood. He will send us door to door in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu or Haridasa Prabhu. We were trying to follow this example. Saying to everyone, Guru Krishna, Pada Krishna, Guru Krishna, Shiksha, by telling, giving them the most for everything is actually given. And we were serving Shri Prabhupada in complete separation. Everyone, he was physically present in this world. He was actually encouraging his disciples, his Jewish disciples, to come and always be with him. Not that his association was not required, but he needed to have this mission spread. And everyone who has actually visited to the coast in different parts of the world, they have experienced this incredible sensation to be with Srila Prabhupada. You have this sensation that Prabhupada is present, even though he is physically not there. And this was the whole goal of Srila Prabhupada, to teach us how to serve the Dubajanic separation. First of all, to teach us this world is not ours to enjoy, but it doesn't belong to us. He was always saying, Ishavasyam Vidam Sarvam. There was this world, everything belongs to Ishvara. Nothing belongs to us. And Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, has created this world for our enjoyment. When people are saying, oh, why is God creating such an imperfect world? They are not considering that this world was not created for our pleasure. It was created so we can experience this separation of movement. But actually, when the humanistic people are saying, praise God, they are asking the question in a very challenging mood, not understanding whatever they're asking. Because this question is the real question we should all be asking. Where is God? He has left. We have left from Him. We are separated from Him. And ultimately, this separation should culminate in a higher question. This was
Pointed out God given himself and made available for all service, this loaded state was made in such a way that everyone can understand very distinctly, very easily, no matter what their qualification. We have business qualification, and so in this literature that's given by Lisa and the corollary literature from the bottom of the data in terms of business, gave very basic intent that we should put to the whole set of much of them last from and we should engage in how this happens. This is not the topic very aim that we are personalized to go on. And it is simply set to these principles. Engagement, not the topic according to the guidance of the vision and for us. The distance of this danger, we come from the fallen dimension, at least myself, I can see. And unless he had come into my life would be, I would have been suicidal or hard to say, but it's certainly not a secret. Everyone here is that Madame Madame gets a Madame Akasha, it is simply a little bit false. But for one thing, to this past, as the Rakhman book is pointed out, then Nakasha, it is not for them. They are and as much as they take this process, they become impervious to the on love, which is increasing more and more day by day of the age of Kali. So, this is the answer of the Guru Dev, so to speak, and the way that you can encourage the fulfilling
of the
he wants all his disciples to be.
Great fortune to have all met so many chat times and so many things that
And so my time to increase the content is one becomes an expert in everything without separate endeavor. One just needs to practice the content. So Prabhupada shows that in so many ways, one here in India, and there was a harmonium contest, say, countrywide harmonium contest. And so Prabhupada, he played second in that contest. He wasn't a professional harmonium player, but he was hip-hop. He was perfect. Whatever he did was perfect. And another time, there's a society, I believe it was in England, there you have to have a very intelligent material, intelligent society, and then have a very high IQ to be part of the society. So they're looking for some religion to debate with, to debate them, and they decided not on a Christian, to debate with philosophy. But anyway, they chose to look off on to come and debate with them. And after 3 days of debating, Prabhupada pulled out all his figures, down to the atom and everything to prove that there is a supreme personality in God. And so in this way, he defeated all of them after 3 days. Both of them got up and just left, but a couple of them actually came and offered their analysis to Prabhupada. He said, oh, these are intelligent persons. They have an exceptional gene. So this way, he was really what we call the Far East man. Another funny one in Bombay, he was giving lecture in Bombay to some 5,000 persons, and sometimes unscrupulous persons would hire these professional hecklers to disrupt. They were Indians and Prabhupada. They tried to disrupt his lecture. And so this heckler came in, he started coming around closer and closer, making all these noises to disrupt the lecture. And so Prabhupada, he got up closer, and Srila Prabhupada took a cartel. And like a Sudarshan chakra, he threw it to him. And he said he made a howl, and left. So this way he was actually there. Sometimes he's voluntary to speak, and so eternally young. But, you know, when it came, he was also like a lion. So I remember when Yogi Bhajan, the personalism came with like Srila Prabhupada's what he called world gathering of peace. And Prabhupada said there will be no peace. Let Bhagavad Gita establish that as the main backbone of the whole thing. And he insisted on that. It's very, very heavy to be defeated in the person. And the person, you open it left. You have no chance. So, anyway, I'm just so happy to be here. And whatever I saw in Srila Prabhupada, I see also in Srila Narayana Maharaj to the fullest extent, the unlimited degree. I am very, very fortunate to be here under his guidance and the guidance of all of us. Generation I grew up then,
who will come from
the Second World War did its part to bring us down to the point of Asian devastation. And the generation that was rebelling against the values of its parents. This was actually a worldwide phenomenon, but I think that a country like Germany has suffered tremendously from such a war from the generation of my own group. We didn't have a lot to look up to regarding our parents, and so we became hippie out of lack of another alternative. We didn't know what fighting our culture was. We did not know what a security was. But we weren't disillusioned with the present status quo. Going shopping for the rest of our lives was not an alternative. We're constantly on the end of the people that we became hippies, but that doesn't mean that all of us were completely uncontrolled in any figure. Many of us were talking to people who care, and we chose extreme paths and methods to kind of talk to ourselves in confusion to find the truth. Many of us were genuine seekers of the truth, not Christians. There were many groups and movements and streams of people who were searching for the truth. So just at that time, Radha Krishna and Krishna appeared about me for the first time to America, to Europe. I mean, of course, there was a time when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was inside the tank. But they were not so effective. Really, the one to make waves was our Srila Prabhupada. He became empowered, as was mentioned earlier yesterday and today, on his way to America. And he was nothing short of an absolute transcendental genius. He was also what I especially liked about Prabhupada, a very practical man. He knew how to apply Krishna consciousness. He knew how to touch people's hearts. He was using transcendental charm and beauty from every pore of his beautiful golden body. When we first saw him, we were mesmerized, we were impressed. Myself, I was a photographer. I spent many years being a certain person, observing a person's visual perception. So when I first saw Prabhupada, I realized right away, I have never seen anyone like him. He is completely different. I have seen many Indians and so many people from here and there. So when I saw Prabhupada, I knew there was something completely different about him from any human being. He had a kind of inner strength and power and beauty and deep compassion and love for the others and just beholding and seeing them. Seeing Srila Prabhupada's eyes, for example, the deepest eyes I ever saw, they were always left, they were always expressed with deep compassion. We didn't understand where the compassion was coming from what point of view we were seeing it, but definitely there was very much compassion, unconditional love for everyone, from complete strangers to his disciples. So when I first saw him, I was so overwhelmed by those impressions. I knew when I thought that this is my spiritual master. I was looking for a spiritual master. When I first came to the Hare Krishna temple, I asked the devotees, this Srila Prabhupada we're talking about, and he helped realize both. Because I had also had a series of cheating rules, I get moved to the master's time. And I didn't want to be cheating again. So I understood from the example that I have meditated that if you're stuck in quicksand and you approach someone else who's stuck in the quicksand with you, the two of you cannot help each other to escape from the quicksand. It requires someone who is standing on firm ground, and if you take his hand, he can pull you out. So that's the kind of self-reliance. Not that I just like myself first when I was 19. Yeah. And they all enthusiastically responded, oh yeah, she's a frog, and she's a self-reliance. So we were just about to go to Paris with the teacher. I had just given every penny that I owned and everything that I had in possession to the temple because I thought I'm just going to invest everything here. And, I have great wishes to the God to guide me and to protect me. She didn't choose the wrong path. So I went for it completely. And I wasn't disappointed when I met Srila Prabhupada, and one thing
highly exalted, complete, great responsibility in the world.
Namaste, Sarvapati Devi, Govardhani, Vaishnavi, I'm going to be when you are the shepherd of the palace. We take the
Gracias. Understand the life of Mahaprabhu, his teachings and his cutting themselves by kirtan. Srila Prabhupada came for this. Prithivitaya kiyata nagaradigra sarvatrakam chavahoyde onana. Throughout the world, in every town and village, my name will be preached. These are the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his prediction. His glory will be spread throughout the world. This was done by the transformation of so many lives, or it is being done. This is the service of Srila Prabhupada to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, in this, the question can be raised, why did Lord Chaitanya choose Srila Prabhupada to be the one to fulfill his desire? Mahaprabhu has many exalted, but he has many exalted devotees. We can understand something of this from the verse, Sri Chaitanya Manovishta, Vatikam Yerabhupada, because Srila Rupa Goswami was able to understand the heart's desire of Mahaprabhu, he was able to establish his mission in this world. So Srila Prabhupada, because he was able to understand the heart's desire of his life and soul, his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who being in the dhana, or the mind, of Srila Gaurakishore, of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the representative of Srila Rupa Goswami. Because of this, and because he is very dear to the Lord, he was able to establish the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And what is the heart's desire of Mahaprabhu? Rupa Goswami has described it, Anarata Tanchanimchana, Sarudanyan Vijayan Nakado, the be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in his ancient tummy by his father's mercy. This is a show of no other of the prophet's offering. This one verse is described in the whole verse of the third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Krishnadas Kaviraj has described that this verse gives the external reasons for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. The fourth chapter is about the internal reasons. So how can we say that this is a revelation? Because this is what Mahaprabhu is saying. The other 26 is here. This is his verse in Srila favorite verse about Lord Chaitanya. Adasya Bhagavan, Vajay Chaitanya, Sattam, Aprindavanam, Ravya Shastri, Shastri, the Virgin of the Vajrayya, Savasya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Samana Mahamam, Srimad Kumarto Maham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matam, Vijayam, Sattra, Jadavanam, Srila Prabhupada has brought us to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has engaged in preserving Lord Chaitanya's Harinam Sankirtan and spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. There was one devotee, Jagatirini, who was explaining how we have that this Sankirtan, this is the yajna for this age, and how the Prabhupada is performing this Sankirtan, and we are the offering. So, this is our path, this is our sadhana, and what is the result of this? Yata yata bhoja padadam in de sabhaskin kristu punyurashiki tata sato sarsiti sriya kastrat sadha padam bhoja uttam purashiki. This is the result of following the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati says, to the degree that those with great fortune develop pure love for the lotus feet of Sri Gaurakunda, to the same degree something within the heart will arise the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika.
I know that when
country could be that all the ladies and all men all have writers, remarkable writers, and speakers. The man will speak so wrong. But you see, what happens has been told, Anushriyas of the world is young. First, they should hear only. Continuous they should hear. And then you are qualified and you speak. Oh, we should try to know what should a Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati have, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has. They have told nothing new. Only in self, why in the new world? What are Guru Sanswara, Rupa Sani, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sani, Kaviraj Goswami, Adat, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Prabhupada has told. He has helped Mandi Chidishi. But we will have to hear and follow. Mandi hearing will not do. By hearing, when a change will come, by chanting, chanting, by brother, Shravanam Kirtan, when others will go and change will come from God, oh, then, okay. Otherwise, I have seen in the time of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in all the time to smell their profession. Oh, stop, you must thank you, tell me much. But after name, what begins? They all manage and begin. And some of them, or mostly of them, they gave up Krishna consciousness and they were entangled in. How would they be like that? Right? So, my witness that Mali is Puspanjali will not do. Mali by Swati is speaking and all. This is following instruction must follow, which is John, which is Sankara, which was here, which is Sankara. What we should do to please Krishna, which is Sankara. When there is one, a test will come, and then you cannot fall down, or you cannot marry. Otherwise, if they say no, not there, all were bound to fall. So please let us try to follow his instructions. This is for high class of so, Brahmana.
Tomorrow morning, Ananda Prabhu will give the second communication seminar in the temple room of the next temple next door. I give this a very sweet privilege. Darshan Sundar, give the hosting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.